Carl's online. Good day, Carl.
Oh, hello. How are you?
Good, thank you, Carl. What's up? Talk to me.
Hey. I just wanted to ring up and say I just proposed to my missus for 14 years. Or 15 years, she says.
Mate, can I just say this to you, Carl? If you're going to brag about how long you've been with your missus and she's right there next to you, get it right, okay?
Well, she fixed it.
Carl, you've just got engaged. Did you get engaged tonight, did you?
I just proposed to her tonight.
Did you get down on one knee? Carl?
No, I
can see who's going to wear the pants in this family. She's doing all the talking. Carl makes the phone call and she does the talking. What's her name, Carl?
Her name's Ashley O'Connor.
Ashley, I don't need to know her last name. Did you get
What happened was I didn't even have a ring, so I pulled out my spanner up, and I think, what was it, a 14 mil spanner?
15 mil, Carl, get it right.
Yep, 15 mil spanner, spanner ring.
You used a spanner for a ring?
Well, she said yes.
Carl, you used a 15 mil spanner as an engagement ring. Is that what you're telling me?
That's all I had.
Yeah.
She
sounds like a real charmer, Carl. I think you're going to have many, many years of marital bliss right there, Carl. Carl?
She's put up with a lot of things with me, and we've been through a lot of ups and downs.
Yeah, how many years have you been together now?
I said 14. She said 15.
Yeah, but you thought a 14 mil spanner. She said 15 mil spanner. Who's always right?
Together.
Yeah.
And this is the first, we're legitimate. I'm proposing to.
How much thought did you put into this proposal, Carl?
A lot more than what I did the last time I did it.
What happened last time?
The last time, it was after, when the Queensland.
They won seven origins in a row.
Carl, can you ask you, what's your wife's name?
Ashley,
can you ask Ashley to be quiet?
Ashley, be quiet.
Carl, can you walk away from Ashley because she's really annoying? Carl, happened? What happened the first time you proposed?
She said yes, but I actually fell out.
She said yes, but you've asked a second time. What, the first one didn't stick?
No, I was having that much fun because of all the Aussie wins. And
I have no idea. This is a marriage made in heaven, isn't it?
That was a mistake that time.
Yeah, yeah.
But so, this time, now I'm serious.
Now you're serious. And you put a lot of thought into tonight's proposal, didn't you?
I have.
Yeah, so much so that you didn't have an engagement ring, you had a 15 mil spanner.
You're there,
sir. I'm right here. Carl?
Yep.
If you put so much thought into proposing to beautiful Ashley, why didn't you have a ring ready?
Because I had all my centers, go from size 10 up to size.
Why would you need an engagement ring when you have all those spanners at your disposal? You're quite right. No, you're quite right. Why?
It was the spur of the moment.
Why go to Angus and is it Angus and Coote?
And when we get married,
yeah,
that'll be the best one.
So she's going to wear a spanner around her finger for a while, is she?
Well, I can grind it off.
Yeah, grind the big bit off. Yeah.
Yeah, I can go on the end of it.
Exactly.
No?
Yeah, no, of course.
And she's happy to do it because she loves me, I think. She's sitting here having a laugh.
Yeah. Just say, Ashley, do you love me? I want to hear what she says.
All right, can I put you on?
No, Ashley, I don't want to.
Ashley, do you love me? Will you marry me?
That's the third time now.
She said yes.
Yeah.
She loves.
She loves you. Say, Ashley, say, I'm keen to know. I'm keen to find out, folks. Carl, say, Ashley, why do you love me?
14 years. She says 15.
Yeah.
After all the things we've been through.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
love. That's love.
It is, and I think you've got a lot more to go through.
Isn't it?
Carl? Hey, Carl?
Yes?
Can you just say, Ashley, why do you love me?
Ashley, why do you love me?
She had to think about it.
Yeah, you're thinking about it.
I know, it's about his first time he's asked me on the piss.
What is...
So,
the first time he asked me, he was on the piss, yeah?
No, this is his 10th time.
You're supposed to say, because I'm a good
person. Is this the 10th time you've asked her?
Yeah.
He's asked you 10 times.
The next morning.
You're supposed to say...
No, but nah. I do love him.
Yeah. Tell me, what do you both do for a living?
I'm a healthcare worker.
A healthcare worker?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what do you do, Carl?
Yeah, I'm a builder by trade.
Yeah, so you can provide for lovely Ashley?
Yes, and our three kids.
And you got, God help us, they've got three kids. So you got three kids?
Yeah. Yep.
And you've got a spanner for an engagement ring?
Yeah, basically.
That's fantastic.
Aussie has.
Well,
hey, Aussie has.
It is. It really is. I wish you all the very best. Congratulations.
Can we put some Pearl Jam on?
What did she say?
Can we request some Pearl Jam?
Some Pearl Jam. You want some Pearl Jam?
Yeah.
I'll play you some Pearl Jam later. Okay.
Yeah, sweet as, mate.
Like, sweet as, mate.
Good on you.
So you're down one spanner now. She got the size 15. How many more spanners have you got?
Can you send me another 15 mil spanner?
Is there anyone out there that's got a spare 15 mil spanner? Where do you live?
Spare 15 mil spanner.
Yeah.
We live in Berkdale in Brisbane. Berkdale.
Yeah.
Yep. I just need a 15-mil spanner and just play some Pearl Jam, mate.
I'll play some Pearl Jam.
Yep.
Okay,
listen to a flag. Please, tell just...
Can you listen to this for a second?
Okay, I'll let you... Have you... Hey, tell me, Carl, have you got to work today?
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't? How many beers has he had tonight?
I'm a good bloke and...
I do love Carl. He's a good bloke. He's heart of gold, mate.
Yeah, I can tell. For someone to give up his 15-mil spanner, that's real love there. Not a lot of blokes would do that, you know.
I know.
Yeah.
You know how much a 15-mil spanner is these days?
Yeah, no, I can understand.
I was never... Yeah, we do love the station. Long-time listeners.
Okay.
First time callers, but
okay.
And mate.
All right. Well, listen, I'll let you two lovebirds go. At least, I was going to come up with another use for the spanner. I had to censor myself then. Carl, yeah.
I'll tell you what. Oi, I know what you're going to say. Yeah, mine's bigger than a 15.
Yeah. Good on you, Carl. So you didn't use the 16, you used the 15. Good luck finding another use for the spanner, Carl. Wish you all the best, mate.
Oh, good on you, mate. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no, I'm done, Carl. There's a marriage made in heaven, hey? There you go. It was for Carl and his lovely bride there, listening to us in Brisbane. A lot of thought went into that proposal, Jess.
That's romance.
It is romance, isn't it? I mean, if you haven't got
it, is.
It was his. It was his 10th proposal. He proposed. She said last time he proposed, he was on the piss. Her words. So he's proposed again tonight. He's put a lot of thought into it because he doesn't have an engagement ring, but he has a 15-mil spanner.
Well, maybe we are the fools for expecting and purchasing rings.
I couldn't agree with you more. And in fact, there is a spanner set that's advertised on late night television. Now there's another use for the 15 mil.
Well, there you go.
They should put that in the ad, shouldn't they?
It's much more affordable. Put the money towards a house, you know.
And I said, so what, she's going to spend the rest of the engagement with a spanner hanging off her? He said, no, I'll file it down.
Oh, Luke, you're bloody foolish, mate. We've been doing it wrong.
The whole world. This is going to put all those jewellers out of business. Now, Michael Hill Jewellers.
Yep, Tiffany & Co.
Angus & Coote.
We need the spanner ring.
There'll be diamond encrusted spanners next. You know that, don't you?
Oh, yeah, two-toned. Bloody bargain, mate.
The people you meet.
Honestly.
The people you meet. Now, just get back to this thylacine. This bloke, Neil Waters, who is the president of the Thylacine Awareness Group, that's Tasmanian Tiger for people like you and me, Jess, he's gone off half-cocked, has he? What's the story?
Yes, well, it's actually a padmelon, which is a marsupial. I looked it up. It kind of looks like a larger possum, so it's very, very different. Unfortunately, that's what it was.
How do you misinterpret a Tasmanian tiger from a possum?
Well, it looks like a possum. It's a marsupial. I don't know. I mean, it's 2021. We've got great technology these days. I mean, surely you can get a video where you can zoom in and
especially,
see it a lot.
Especially when you're the president of the Thylacine Awareness Group, you would think that if you dedicated so much of your life to finding the Tasmanian tiger, you would have a decent camera with you. I'm just saying.
It's a shame. Look, maybe he was just hopeful, you know? They just want to spot one.
All right, so that all that hope is gone now.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, it's over.
It's over.
Just a marsupial. I'm sorry.
Okay. 133353 is the telephone number. What advice would you give Carl and his lovely fiance?
Oh, advice. Romantic advice. Oh, God. Well, 10th time's a charm. And, you know, it is a full moon tonight, so maybe that was working in his favour. Have you looked outside?
Why?
Well, it's a full moon, so maybe
it's not.
That's good luck.
Nah, there it is. That explains a fair bit.
Well, maybe that's why she said yes, because it's a full moon.
Yeah, she said yes for the 10th time. Because last time he was on the piss.
I can't, 10 times, well, he's persistent, you know. He's never give up, kids, never give up.
If you want to recognise...
Follow your dreams
and get that 15 mil spanner. Don't worry about Michael Hill Jewellers. Just get
straight to Bunnings.
Straight.
That's where it's at.
See, that Bunnings, they've got paint, they've got hardware, they've got kitchens, they've got outdoor. They're going to have an engagement segment soon, aren't they?
Mate, they've got a sausage sizzle. You can have the wedding there.
You could have the whole wedding there. So they'll have,
you can do the whole shebang.
They'll have the wedding aisle. They'll have the wedding aisle, which will be full of spanners. I think it's a wonderful story.
And I think it's perfect.
And I think Carl and the night shift here on Triple M, I think we've started a trend.
Yeah, we got it if we don't get an invite.
Exactly. I'm nominating you as MC right now.
Thank you so much. It would be my greatest honour.
It's the least I can do. An email from Gavin says, I'm glad Carl found a use for that spanner because he doesn't seem to have any nuts.
The Night Shift. Around Australia on the Triple M Network. The Night Shift.
G'day, Brad. Don't tell me Brad, after waiting on all this time, is gone. He's
No, you got me.
Okay, Brad, talk.
I've got a couple of things right now. A few things have popped up. Jesus wept. Carl and Ashley. Don't they go on a bit, mate?
Mate, can I just say something here?
Brad,
everybody's different. And there's an old saying, there's a lid for every pot.
Nah, that's fair enough.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, I know.